Good morning, everybody. We all understand the importance of chronic disease management to public health. However, we might not as well aware the importance of pharmacists' contribution to chronic disease management. Under the Medicare Modernization Act of 2003, prescription drug plans are required to provide medication therapy management services for Medicare beneficiaries at high risk for inappropriate use of prescription medications. These services can be provided by pharmacists and other healthcare providers. These services are face-to-face interactions between pharmacists and patients or other providers. The core components of these services include formulating a medication treatment plan and interacting medication management within the broader context of all health services provided to patients. The literature has shown that drug therapies monitored by community pharmacists can reduce emergency room visits, reduce hospitalizations, improve patient outcomes, and lower healthcare costs. And these are examples of how they are helpful. MTM services are particularly beneficial for patients with chronic diseases, including hypertension, dyslipidemia, and diabetes. The American Pharmacists Association initiated Diabetes 10 City Challenges in 2006. In this intervention, community pharmacists at the 10 geographic sites contracted with 29 employers to coach patients with diabetes on effective self-management. Over an average of 14.8 months, patient outcomes were improved on quite a few aspects. Although MTM services are important, Medicare Modernization Act of 2003 failed to stipulate how these services should be reimbursed. Currently, there are three CPT codes approved in 2005 for billing, pricing, and utilization of MTM services. However, these codes have not been adopted by all prescription drug plans or plans set their own payment schedule for these codes. Regarding payment basis, these CPT codes are defined based on 15 minutes increments of time intervals. This compares to physician payment schedule of resource-based relative value scale. We know that that takes into account attributes such as physician work, practice expense, and malpractice risk. So, researchers reported that current payment levels for these services vary widely from less than $30 per hour to $100 per hour. And additional researchers found that these reimbursement levels are not adequate for pharmacists to provide these services. So, the overall objective of this study is to determine pharmacists' acceptable levels of compensation for these services. We have three specific aims. The first one was to determine pharmacists' acceptable levels of compensation for MTM services. Second, to evaluate how pharmacists' acceptable levels of compensation vary with attributes of MTM services. For example, whether the services are for new or returning patients, patients' number of chronic conditions, number of medications, annual drug cost, service duration, and the price of MTM services. The third objective was to determine how pharmacists' acceptable levels of compensation differ according to pharmacists' characteristics, such as demographics and other characteristics. This study is a cross-sectional study of preference-based conjoint analysis. We surveyed over 1,500 Tennessee pharmacists. Information was obtained from Tennessee State Board of Pharmacy. Since pharmacists in independent pharmacies are more likely to provide MTM services, we eliminated pharmacists in other settings as much as possible based on business names. We use a three-step process. First, we mailed out the survey, then a reminder postcard, then a second mailing of the survey. We pilot tested the survey and revised the survey questionnaire. Conjoint analysis is actually based on the premise that any service can be characterized by its attributes and other associated levels, for example, for duration of services, 30, 60, or 90 minutes. So for an individual's acceptable levels of compensation for providing a unit of attribute, that can be calculated as the ratio of a parameter estimate for this attribute to the parameter estimate of the price attribute. This as many of us know, is called marginal rate of substitution. This is how we identified attributes. We identified the following attributes, MTM attributes, type of patients, new or returning. The information in the parentheses are levels of these attributes. And patient's number of chronic conditions, 1306. Patient's number of medications, 4816. Patient's annual drug cost, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. Service duration, 15, 30, 45 minutes. And the price of MTM services, 30, 60, or $100. These attributes and their levels are determined based on the eligibility criteria for MTM services and the current CPT codes. So they overlap with the eligibility threshold for these eligibility criteria. We ask pharmacists to select one from each pair of packages of MTM services. This table is one example of this pair. We have choice one and choice two. For example, the attributes we can see are the attributes that we selected, patient type, number of medical conditions, and so on. Pharmacists can select choice one, choice two, or they can say that none of them was preferable. When there are too many possible packages, people may become tired of comparing them. This is based on the previous literature. And in this study, our attributes and the levels can give up to 486 possible packages. So we used a fractional factorial design to produce 13 packages so that this number of packages are manageable. These packages are orthogonal with some imbalance and a reasonable efficiency. We randomly select one package from the 13 packages and compared all other packages to this one. So we constructed 12 pairs of packages. We also included pharmacist characteristics in the survey questionnaire. The objective of this study was to, in order to answer objective one, we used survival analysis and marginal rate of substitution. For objective two, we observed the coefficients. For objective three, we included interaction terms between pharmacist characteristics and price of MTM services. So we can see that this is information of the final 348 survey respondents with a response rate of 22%. Most pharmacists are within the age range of 50 to 59. Most of them are male. Highest degree is Bachelor of Medicine for most of them, and the income level for most of them is between 100,000 to 150,000. They have practiced in pharmacy for over 30 years for most of them, and for a lot of them, they are owners of pharmacy and they have provided MTM services before. This table shows the predictors of willingness to provide MTM services. We can see that based on this, we can calculate pharmacists' acceptable levels of compensation for each minute of services, which is $1.44, which is calculated as the coefficient estimate of service duration over the price of MTM services, or 0.0303 over 0.0210. We can also see that there are three attributes of MTM services that determine pharmacists' willingness to provide MTM services. These are patients' annual drug cost, service duration, and the price of MTM services. This shows predictors of willingness to provide MTM services when we included the interaction terms of pharmacist characteristics and MTM price. We can see that there are three significant interaction terms: years of pharmacy practice with a negative sign, pharmacy owner with MTM price with a positive sign, and provided MTM before with a negative sign. So we found that pharmacists were willing to accept $1.44 per minute or $86.4 per hour for MTM services. This is higher than part of the current range of compensation for MTM services, which is lower than $30 to $100 per hour. So this is consistent with previous findings that shows the inadequate compensation for MTM services. This study found that pharmacists' willingness to provide MTM services were contingent upon other attributes of MTM services, including annual drug cost, service duration, and price of MTM services. Also, we found pharmacies with the following characteristics were more likely to accept a lower level of compensation: fewer years of pharmacy practice, being a store owner versus non-owner, and having not previously provided MTM services. We also found the pharmacist's educational degree did not seem to affect their acceptable levels of compensation. This is the first study to form an exact estimate on pharmacist acceptable levels compensation for MTM services. The methods and findings from this study may serve as a valuable model for other states and for efforts at the national level, but the generalizability is limited because the pharmacist characteristics in this study sample is different even from the Tennessee pharmacists, not to mention national pharmacists at the national level. Our study can be more informative if characteristics of pharmacist practice could have been included to mimic a RBRVS system. Okay, and also, to expand MTM services, pharmacist compensation needs to be increased. Future studies should examine the generalizability of the finding and explore strategies to establish an MTM compensation system that's truly rewarding for pharmacists. These are my references. And actually, I need to go back a page. These are my co-authors, Dr. Song Hei Hong, Lawrence Brown, Shelley Whitemans from the University of Tennessee College of Pharmacy. This is my disclosure. This study is funded by the American Association of Colleges of Pharmacy New Investigators Program for Pharmacy Faculty. It has been accepted for publication in Research and Social and Administrative Pharmacy. Thank you. Great.